just installed the latest update of JAWS 2021, and I've noticed that on certain occasions, whenever JAWS speaks, it makes this, like, clicking sound. Anybody else notice that?
When do you hear the clicking? When it starts speaking or ends speaking?
When it starts speaking.
I have that clicking sound on two machines. It's some kind of a funny bug in the latest, and it never started happening until the latest update of 2021.
Exactly.
Do you have Sharky enabled?
I don't have Sharky enabled at all.
I don't even want it to
be enabled. It doesn't happen every time. I think it's happening when JAWS has been silent for a while, although I'm not totally sure about that.
Do you know what sound cards you guys are using in your machines?
They're Realtek.
This could be a driver issue, too.
That's when mine started doing it, after I installed the latest update.
And yeah, in that case, I think, you know, sending a tech support email to Freedom Scientific might be a good idea as well, yeah.
I wanted to do a right-click on the desktop using the keystrokes, using JAWS. Could somebody tell me just how I do that?
You just want to be able to click on the desktop without having anything selected, without anything highlighted? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So the first thing you do is you do a control space. While you're on the desktop, you do a control space, which is going to unselect anything that you might have in case you were landed on something. Then you can either use your application key in Windows, and if you don't have one of those, Shift F10 will do the right click.
Okay, thanks.
The direct translation of the term right click, you know, which is a visual thing, is using the applications key, which is either Shift F10 or if you have an app, well, on some laptops, if you actually have an applications key, it's usually two to the right of the space bar. And on any desktop keyboard, I think any desktop keyboard, your applications key is three to the right.
That's not universally true on desktops because there are some desktops that do not have a Windows key to the right of the space bar. And in that case, the applications key is the second one.
My office went from desktops to Surface Pros. And so now we're using Surface Pros with Windows 10 and JAWS. I went from JAWS like 14 to JAWS 20. I mean, I'm not able to move around like I used to. So it's like, I'm not sure if it's a Surface Pro thing, a JAWS thing, or if it's both, or if it's a human thing. Well, if I want to close out of anything, I used to use, I think it was Alt with one of the number keys. I think it was Alt 4.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know how to do that anymore. And if I want to move from, if I want to move around different programs, I'm trying to figure that out as well.
Alt F4 is still a viable Windows command to close a window. However, where it gets dicey is that depending on how the function keys are configured, sometimes you have to add what they call the FN key to it or the function key. So for instance, in some cases, it could be Alt FN F4. And that kind of throws people off at times too. Okay, well, here's a good question. Are you using a physical keyboard or an on-screen keyboard?
The keyboard that's with the laptop.
Okay, so it's the real one of the physical keys. You're not tapping on a screen, Fred.
Right.
So here's what you could do. If you just by itself press the F4 key, if it doesn't say like F4 or something like that, that means it's configured as a hardware key. Those top keys do all sorts of hardware functions like dim the display, make the display brighter, turn on and off the Wi-Fi, that type of thing. So if that's the case, to do Alt F4, you add what's called the FN key. And generally speaking, it's usually the key on the bottom row of the keyboard, one key in from the left. But that's not 100% the case, but that's often the case. And that what that does is when you hold down that key, it turns that function row back into what they call F keys. So it gives the original function back.
That can sometimes also be changed in the BIOS to make the function keys behave normally, but you'll have to get sighted help to do it.
I did that and I found it really worthwhile.
So I know for some laptop models, if you hit that function key that Frank mentioned, that in combination with escape will toggle you out of that. And now your Alt F4 will act like it's supposed to. On other laptops, that function key with the shift key will do the same thing.
With the Surfaces, it's the shift.
It's function shift?
Yes.
And when you do that function shift, it doesn't give you any feedback. So just hit it once, then try something else. Yeah. And you said there was another issue about navigating through things?
Generally trying to move around. I mean, the arrow keys work, but I don't feel like they work like they should. I figured out the up and down page, but I feel like I'm still tripping all over everything.
Can you give like a more specific example of like what, like you did A and you thought it was going to be like what kind of things you're talking about?
Anyway, mainly going from one program to another and closing out of a program versus closing the computer. And when I push escape, I don't escape out of things like I used to.
The other thing that occurs to me, if you're wondering about programs, if you press the Windows key tab, it's going to show you a list of all the open programs. But to close those, you'll press Control W, not Alt F4.
Control W was the standard closing thing long before Alt F4 was. I think more of the stuff you're having trouble with is actually differences between the computers you've been using and the Surface Pro. The things that you're describing having trouble with have not changed in JAWS, you know, from 14 to 20. I mean, they're pretty much like they've always been.
Thanks, guys.